This is old Blois, and I'm going to do another podcast for you. It's going to take me two or three podcasts just to tell you the story, because it's a long story, but it's kind of funny, but it's, you know, it's kind of pitiful too, really. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and start today, and it'll take me, you know, a couple, 3 or 4 days to tell you. But what happened was that this teacher up here, Francine, you know, she reads to her kids all the time, and there's this this woman named Laura Wilder, and she wrote these books, you know, about growing up, and so Francine reads them to the kids, and they all like them. And there was one book that she was reading to them called Little Town on the Prairie. And in this story that she read them, well, see, they had this spelling bee. Now, I know all of you know what a spelling bee is. And see, the whole town, they was looking for some way to have some fun. And, of course, they didn't have no television or radio or nothing. So they went up to the schoolhouse, and they decided that they would have a spelling bee. And so anyway, she read them the story, and the kids liked it so good that what Francine done was that she wrote a play about that, you know, where she wrote a play and she told a story. And so they have these programs up there at school, you know, and they invite community if they want to come. And they had these, they was doing this play that Francine had wrote. And so, you know, I was like everybody else. I went up there to see it because, of course, my girl goes to that school up there. And besides, you know, Francine is, I've known her all my life, and I want to support whatever she does, and then I want to support the school too. So I went up there and watched the play, and see, I never had read that story before. Now, my girl Emily has read me parts of her books, but I never had heard that particular story before. But it was a real good show, a real good play, and I liked it, you know, and so what happened, what next was that the kids decided that they wanted to do the same thing. They wanted to have, you know, they do this stuff for the community, and they thought, you know, what a good idea would be to have a spelling bee and let the whole town take part in it. And since they voted on it, you know, they vote on these activities every month, you know, and whatever they vote on, whatever wins, well, that's what they do. So that spelling bee, see, that got more votes than anything else. So Francine said that they would have this spelling bee, and they would have the whole community to come up there. And so it was scheduled last Tuesday, a week ago Tuesday. And we all went up to the schoolhouse. And they chose us, everybody in town, up to the to one of the two teams. See, they've got these two men up here in town that's supposed to be good spellers, they claim to be. And so they got two captains, you know, one of them was captain of one team and one of them was captain of the other team. And then they would take turns choosing the people that was going to be on their team. And I'm going to tell you that I was the next to the last one chose. Which, you know, that didn't bother me because I can't spell. I told you that I ain't had much of an education, and I'm not ashamed of that, but I can't spell. But, you know, I was going to take part in it because it was a community activity, and everybody knows that I can't spell know-how, so it don't, you know, it don't embarrass me or nothing like that. But anyway, I was next to the last one chose, and I probably should have been the last one chose, but I was glad to be next to the last anyway. But you know, the kids and the adults and everybody was taking part in the spelling bee, and then they was recording it because they were going to do a podcast of the spelling bee, you know, and they was going to put it they put it on tape so that they could what they call edit it and put on a podcast of the spelling bee. And so I'm going to stop right here because I've got to give you some more background before I start telling you about this spelling bee and what happened. But it was funny, you know, but like I say, it was kind of pitiful too. But I can't tell you no more about it until I tell you about some of the people that was taking part in the spelling bee, and I'll do that in the next podcast. Oh, I meant to tell you before I quit that my girl Emily had a part in the play. She done real good. She got they wrote about her up there in the paper, and she played this old smart aleck girl named Nellie Olson that I know you've read the books, or some of you have, and Nellie Olson's this old girl, and she was always smart aleck and making fun of other kids and stuff. And Emily ain't like that at all. She ain't nothing like that, but she just likes to play parts like that. I don't know why, but she does, and she got a real good write-up. They said that what they said, because, I mean, I know they was just joking, but they said she was ready for Hollywood's what they said. But anyway, I just wanted to get that in there, and I'll be back with the next podcast here in a day or two.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.